This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hillary Clinton is 100% guilty of conspiring against Trump in Russiagate. There's nobody that can argue that. It's just a fact. It's been proven. And yet, a federal judge dismissed Trump's lawsuit, alleging that Hillary Clinton and the DNC and a plethora of other people effectively lied about the narrative of collusion between Trump and Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign, as you guys know, and we know it to be patently false. Judge Donald Middlebrooks said the lawsuit was merely, quote, seeking to flaunt a 200-page political manifesto outlining his grievances against those who have opposed him. Now, I don't know what you know much, if you know much about Donald Middlebrooks, but I think you can imagine what his background is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I will get back to Judge Middlebrooks and explain to you who he is in just a second. 844-551-8255. Judge Donald Middlebrooks, who said that Donald Trump's lawsuit was seeking to flaunt his manifesto of grievances about people who've opposed him, when we all know that there are a ton of people who've opposed him, and Donald Trump has the goods on all of them. So who is this Donald Middlebrooks? Who appointed this federal judge? Would you be surprised to know that this federal judge was a Clinton appointee? Bill Clinton, do you think that this federal judge maybe should have recused himself, or they should have moved it to a different court? He went on to say that Trump's claims are, get this, are not only unsupported by any legal authority, but plainly foreclosed by binding precedent. So we now know definitively, post not only Robert Mueller's investigation, but in other independent investigations, or what came from, was it Durham? I'm not even sure if this is the outcome of Durham. But here's what I do know. We're 100% certain Hillary Clinton gave the code red, and this is what they call justice. Trump wanted tens of millions of dollars in damages for violations of RICO, because the Clintons are nothing more than organized crime. They colluded with this government, who should be also prosecuted under RICO, and they colluded with this government to spread lies about Trump, not only libel, but slander. The suit claims that the defendants worked to produce false or misleading evidence of damaging ties between Trump's campaign and Russia. It names dozens of people and entities as defendants, including the Clintons, the DNC, John Podesta, Perkins Coie, the law firm, research firm Fusion GPS, ex-Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mooks, and others. Now, I don't know how closely you guys follow this stuff, but he's 100% right. Every one of those people did that. And you know what's worse? In my opinion, Donald Trump has the specter of having been involved with Russia even to this day. There are Democrats who want people to believe that Donald Trump was involved with Russia. The same people who go, oh, why are they so quiet about the raid? Donald Trump must be in trouble. Really, so Donald Trump, who, as I mentioned, asked for a special master, who's essentially saying, bring it. You think you've got something? Bring it. I'll give you everything, every reason behind what I took, why I took it, what I don't, to be honest with you, I don't care what Trump took. It isn't about documents. If Donald Trump knows something, it's in his own brain more than it is on a piece of paper. If Donald Trump was trying to preserve something, I believe him. He was trying to preserve it so that Biden and them would not do anything with it. Let me ask you, would you trust this government after what Donald Trump went through, where they tried to accuse you of colluding with Russians, and now they act like you're going to sell secrets? These are the people that get rid of data. They will tear up, they will change the hard drives, the thumb drives on voting machines. They will get rid of records. They will not allow the post office to keep records for a year and a half or whatever the statute is. They will do whatever it takes to erase their scandalous, skankified history. That's what they will do. One of my friends wrote to me, said something about, they're making a movie, he and his brother, and two guys I really have a lot of respect for. They say, Kevin, we're turning people onto your show, even though you use the word skank. And I think it was tongue-in-cheek. But I'm going to use skank until the day I quit doing this show. There's nothing wrong with that word. So listen up, skanks. Anyway, Donald Trump has every reason to be upset. And that's why I keep telling people, let this man get his second term. Let him have his chance at these Democrats, because these people deserve everything that they deserve, the wrath of Trump. Trump claimed he suffered at least $24 million in damages as a result of the defendants' actions. His lawsuit sought to recover triple the amount. I think that's a low number. I think that number should include what we had to pay to learn that Hillary Clinton and those people lied. He goes on, he says, many of the amended complaints characterizations of events are implausible because they lack any specific allegations which might provide factual support for the conclusions reached. That's what Middlebrooks wrote. What the amended complaint lacks in substance and legal support, it seeks to substantiate with length, hyperbole, and unsettling of scores and grievances. See, how does this guy get to be a federal judge? Not a district judge, folks. Federal. That's one level below SCOTUS. They called it a series of disconnected political disputes that the plaintiff had alchemized into a sweeping conspiracy among the many individuals plaintiff believes to have aggrieved him. What do you think, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? Do you think there was a conspiracy involved to get rid of Trump? Or to keep him from getting into office anyway?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How many things do we have of the left where there's an obvious double standard? Hundreds? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. See, conservatism, we're successful because we recognize the double standard. We go, that's not fair. I'll give you an example. Baseball. There's a thing called daddy ball. I don't know if you guys have a baseball player in your family, but you probably have some sport your child plays, and they call it daddy ball. So whether it's your daughter on softball or your little boy on soccer or whatever it is, there's daddy ball. The meaning that the coach is a dad, not any more skilled than you are in the sport that he's teaching his own girl or daughter, but his girl or daughter – son or daughter. You know what I meant? Y'all waiting on me to do a Biden layer. He'll never catch it. He's losing it. Kevin's demented. Anyway, I caught it. Son or daughter. So they don't know any more about the sport, but they're the coach. So their kid is always in the game. Their kid is invaluable. Their kid knows more than any other kid. I will tell you, in baseball, the last thing you want to be is on a daddy ball team. Especially if the dad has a couple of kids. Whew, then it's even worse. So, daddy ball. It means that they're going to put their kid in, whether their kid is good or not. And no matter what you say, their kid is better than your kid. And if you complain, then your kid's definitely going to sit. Because as I said, no matter what, their kid is really good and deserves their spot when they know they don't. Daddy ball. And so what Democrats do is no matter what, it doesn't matter how dumb, how stupid, how incompetent their people are, they play daddy ball. Their person is better than we are. So what? Donald Trump graduated from Wharton and took a $1 million loan from his dad, became a multi-billionaire and an iconic person in America, a historic figure of monumental proportions, whether he'd run for president or not. And then he does the unthinkable. He actually runs for president and he wins. The guy who every Democrat kissed his butt. They have been seen with him at galas. They've given him awards for his humanitarian efforts, his efforts towards the black community, the things that he's done. His company employs more women than the average. I'm talking about in executive management than the average company, more Latinos, more blacks than the average companies. And yet all he has to do to become a racist is run for president as a Republican. Meanwhile, let's compare and contrast. Donald Trump never had a drink in his life, no brain surgeries, had a few marriages, but he's with his wife now. He didn't steal her from anybody else. She came of her own free will. His kids, despite having different moms, love him. They're all around him. The ex-wives, except the one who's dead, of course, and even when she was alive, she loved him. She never said anything bad about him. His kids are in business with him. Let me correct that. Legitimate business with him. None of them are in rehab, not claiming children that they have out of wedlock. And I could go on. And now let's contrast that with an abject racist, a dude who speaks so down to black people that if he were a Republican, he couldn't even think about being in political office. You ain't black. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Pakistanis working at 7-Elevens and all kinds of stuff. Hanging out with segregationists. He's a mess, politically speaking, at least from a racial standpoint. Then he has, who's he married? He marries a chick that was one of his good friend's wives. And you know he was screwing around with her on his wife, who then tries to commit suicide and kill the whole family. And George, what does Captain Demento do? He blames the driver of the 18-wheeler and says the dude was drunk, knowing it was a lie. Builds his political career around it. Pathological liar. A dude who can't tell the truth even about the most basic things. His education level. Top in his class. He can do more push-ups, more sit-ups. You're a dog-faced pony soldier. He tells lies about corn pop, hanging out with the black community. Black kids like to play with the hair on his legs because he had hairy legs and all kinds of stuff. He's demeaning and condescending to not only blacks, but to Latinos, to women, to the LGBT community, all of them. And oh, by the way, has had 3 brain surgeries, can't think his way out of a paper bag, and wants to believe he was duly elected with 11 million more votes than his predecessor and the guy who was his boss for 8 years, Barack Hussein Obama. This is the compare and contrast. A graduate of Wharton with Trump's credentials and this do-nothing, feckless, worthless piece of presidential scum, and we're supposed to go, oh, if it's all good. Let me tell you why. Because Democrats stand by the worst of their character. They want the worst to lead. And here's what they do. Here's how they protect each other. I want to play this clip from Whoopi Goldberg protecting Jean-Marie in her nonsense.
You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now.
Yeah.
Why
so let's be really clear that that comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me a question. Let me answer it. I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and the what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time. What we are talking about right now is, let's not forget what happened on January 6, 2021, when we saw an insurrection, a mob that was incited by the person who occupied this campus, this facility at that time, and it was an attack on our democracy. Let's not forget, people died that day.
And also, let's also remember that she was part of MoveOn.org. She was not an elected official.
That's right.
She was doing her part as an American citizen, saying how she felt about an election, whether you like it or not. Everybody talks about everybody has the right freedom of speech. So that's the difference.
You believe that hogwash? So if you deny the election and you have legitimacy in denying it, you're an election denier. But she wasn't. No, because, well, he incited riots, and we've got January 6th, and we've got all this other stuff. And Whoopi Goldberg saying, no, she was part of MoveOn.org. That was her as an individual. Well, what are you as an individual? Was she the only individual denying it, or did Hillary Clinton say it? There's a litany of people who claim this. And yet, Whoopi Goldberg stands there and lies, gives cover to this absolute lunacy. Look, if they want to believe the 2016 election was stolen, fine. I can tell you this, you tried to cheat. Donald Trump just beat you. And he had to beat her handily in order to beat him, because the cheat was in. That's why Hillary said that, let's pull everybody out of Florida. I'm going to win Florida, and Texas is in play. I will never forget that as long as I live, because I remember thinking, are you out of your mind? Texas is in play? Well, it was.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now making its final trip to Buckingham Palace in central London. A new poll shows Americans are moving on from the coronavirus pandemic. Research out from Axios shows Americans are working and adventuring outside their homes, even though COVID cases increased at the beginning of the summer. The poll finds a vast majority of Americans believe COVID changed our lives forever, but we're now in a better place than a year ago. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is noting a shift in momentum in Ukraine's war with Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love these kind of stories. You guys have heard me say that before. But let me ask you this, just so we get this out of the way early. Have you ever had the soul search? I'll tell you this. I've soul searched many times. It's never been... Well, I shouldn't say never, but it's... I can say... In the scheme of things, it isn't a big deal, but it's okay to soul search. Something new happens, some revelation about yourself, and you become introspective. Sometimes you get help, sometimes you don't. But here's what I will tell you, because I'm going to predict you did soul search. You soul searched on how to deal with your kids, other relationships, a business partner, maybe your spouse. You soul searched about, how religious are you? What is your conviction, the level of conviction? You've asked yourself some tough questions about yourself, because that's what you should do. But no matter how much soul searching you've done for your Christian or Judeo-Christian values and the things that you espouse to others, and are you being genuine with yourself and those around you, trust and believe, folks, leftists have to soul search to the depths of their evil souls. And they soul search to a level that you will never understand. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. We're going to talk about some soul searching today, baby. You've heard me say this before. Finding yourself. I tell you, when I was a kid, I would watch these TV shows in the 1960s. And I just want to go find myself. I moved to New York to find myself. I moved to California to find myself. And I remember joking with my grandmother, and my grandmother saying, I would say, what do they mean by finding yourself? My grandmother would go, I don't know. She'd go, you right there with yourself. Why you got to go look? You know, and that is the true answer of a person who goes, I am who I am. And my grandmother didn't put on any airs. I can tell you this is God is my witness. My grandmother was the same person in public and behind the scenes. Same person. That lady was as close to righteous as you can be. She didn't put on. Now, my grandfather would try to make you think he was rich when he wasn't. He would be like, you ought to come out to my place. And it was owned by the family we worked for, but he called it his place. And I get it, because it was ours more than it was theirs. They came four times a year. We were there 365, right? So to my grandfather, it was more like our place. They gave us carte blanche to do what we wanted. So in his eyes, it was. But in the technicality of the legal world, no, it wasn't. When my grandparents left that ranch, they didn't say, in our will, we leave the house that's on the Mormon's ranch to our boys, our grandkids. No. When they left, we all left. I got no birthright. That's what I used to complain with to my grandparents. I was like, they gave you guys jump change as retirement. But, you know, I dropped it because I got so much more from that family who treated me like family. But as I tell people all the time, except I wasn't in the will. Anyway, the point I'm making is we soul search. We want to understand our lives and understand ourselves. And I now understand finding myself. And it isn't that there's some dichotomy where, you know, you've got these different masks. In many cases, in some cases, it was. You know, I told you guys, you know my story. So, yeah, but once you find out and go, look, you can take it or leave it. I don't care what you think about me. You can believe this or not believe this. I don't care. Once you get beyond that, then it's like, okay, that's how I rate my friends. I don't know how you guys do, but I don't care what your peccadillo is. I have a friend, I won't say his name because a lot of us know each other, but he is a hellion. This guy, his wife drives him around because he will drive 120 miles an hour. He doesn't care if the cops pull him over. So he says, nah, I let my wife drive because I'm going to put my pedal to the metal. I want to get there fast. I have fast cars to drive them fast. So he doesn't do it. He knows his limitations. He's also very brash. He's egotistical. He's all that. And I love him to death like a brother because that's who he is. I accept it. But let me tell you, leftists, they struggle. They struggle. So, look, I know you've soul searched, but as I said, you haven't soul searched like leftists. Leftists have to, here's their problem. They have to reconcile the evil that they know exists inside of them with what they want to promote is their forward-looking, their forward-facing self. It's a huge gap. See, what they want you to believe about them is that they're good, they're altruistic, they're humanitarian, they're all of that. Philanthropic. You couldn't get any better than they. But they know it's a lie. So I'm going to let you hear a clip from Chris Cuomo. And I'll tell you what I take from it. And I don't know if we're going to do two segments on it, but it's certainly deserved of it. Because I'm going to tell you, this guy, he's lost. I can sense it, and I don't know if you will sense it. I don't want to lead you that way, but let me know what you think.
And too often I think we avoid dealing with things. So here's a little bit of my story. I take my body, and my diet can suck. I drink too much. I'm thinking about that, and mostly in terms of why I drink too much. And I'm probably what people in the sobriety community would call a normie, but a hard drinker. I drink often, and I definitely think it's not always for the right reason. I think it's to settle my mind. I think it's to deal with emotions. And I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic. I don't believe in abusing those terms. But it's something I've had to think about. And it's something that I am thinking about. And it's something that I'm dealing with because my mental health has become an increasing aspect of my self-concern about how I can be my best. I really believe that, you know, where your head is where your life goes.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. I've soul searched, but I don't soul search like that. I'm not saying, folks, that you don't have alcoholism problems, gambling problems, relationship problems, whatever. We have our problems. But what's funny to me, I immediately feel this guy and what he's trying to avoid. He says he's soul searching. Let me tell you something. He ain't looking. Chris Cuomo is not soul searching. Oh, he's got his answers. He searched and he found. Here's what he says. Too often we avoid dealing with things. So here's my story. I take my body. Well, my diet can suck. Now, what he was about to say is, I'm proud of my body. I'm in the gym. I'm working. I remember during Wu Flu, and when he got it, he was down in his gym, and he was showing himself working out. He's got his muscles and everything, and he's always threatening people because he thinks he's a bad butt. Because he takes his body, but he doesn't even finish the sentence. He says, my diet can suck. His diet. What did he say about his diet? Can anybody tell me what he said about his diet? The short answer is no, you can't. And the reason why you don't know about his diet is he goes on to say immediately, I drink too much. Now, what I'm telling you is this. His facade is, look at my beautiful body. Look at this, boy. This is an Adonis. There can be nothing wrong in my world. But in his soul searching, he knows that's a cover. That's the outside he wants you to see. His inside is a decrepit old leftist clown. That's what it is. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, I know people like, this is a cry for help. And this guy, what's funny is you should see the video. He's trying to be all comfortable, and he believes he's giving you his raw self. He's not doing it. He's still fronting. He still wants you to believe something about him. And he wants you to feel like, wow, man, Chris is actually looking to improve. He's trying to figure things out for himself. I applaud that. Oh, my gosh. It's not that. I mean, that's what he wants. It is. Truly, that's what he wants. But what he doesn't want to tell you is, you don't know the monster that I am. You don't realize all the things that I am now learning about myself that I'm too scared to reveal. So what's he say? Takes his body. My diet can suck. I drink too much. He says, mostly I think about, and here's kind of a critical thing, why I drink too much. You know, look, there are things that I've done in excess, not much, because I've always been very, you know, reserved. I tell people all the time I didn't do drugs because I know I'd probably want to do more drugs. I drink socially at best. There's liquor in my house, good liquor, great whiskeys. I can barely sip them, and then I'm like, okay, I've had enough. I'm not into it. It doesn't sit with my constitution. And I get drunk too quick because I don't drink. Anyway, I'm listening to Cuomo, and I'm saying to myself, this guy is so afraid to confront the real evil inside of him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We've got demons, we've got desires. Well, I've got a few of my own. Eagles, baby.
One of these nights, you remember that song? Isn't that, are those the right lyrics? We've got demons, we've got desires. We do. We have demons, we have desires. And you know the difference between us and them? Pragmatic, conservative, Judeo-Christian conservative people and leftists, evil scumbags, rats, putrid human beings, is you deal with your demons and desires. You say, I understand it. There's no soul searching needed. You know what's going on. Chris Cuomo is struggling mightily. Here's that clip again.
And too often, I think, we avoid dealing with things. So here's a little bit of my story. I take my body, and my diet can suck. I drink too much. I'm thinking about that, and mostly in terms of why I drink too much. And I'm probably what people in the sobriety community would call a normie, but a hard drinker. I drink often, and I definitely think it's not always for the right reason. I think it's to settle my mind. I think it's to deal with emotions. And I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic. I don't believe in abusing those terms. But it's something I've had to think about, and it's something that I am thinking about, and it's something that I'm dealing with because my mental health has become an increasing aspect of my self-concern about how I can be my best. I really believe that, you know, where your head is where your life goes.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, Florida, I'm going to be in Tampa October the 20th. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy. Get signed up for our show. We want you to come see it. It's at the Palladium Theater, seats 818. I'd like to pack it. You will see three comedians, and you will have a blast. Ask anybody who went to the last one we did there. Laughed their butts off. People said best comedy show they'd seen. Certainly one of the top five. I'll guarantee you that. That and your money back. So come see the show. It's absolutely hysterical. Anyway, we're talking about Chris Cuomo. He's doing his soul searching. And here's what I love. I'm going to pick up at this point because we talked about some of these other points earlier. But he says the sobriety community would call me a normie. A normie. He says, I don't drink for the right reasons, but he goes on to say, I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic, but I'm not saying that I'm not an alcoholic. That's what got me. I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic. No. But I don't drink for the right reasons. So that would be like saying, I don't think I'm a foodaholic, but I eat food for the wrong reasons. Well, then you're a foodaholic. Why can't you just say that? See, this is what's funny to me about leftism. They don't want to admit the obvious. They want to obscure it from you. They think by hiding it from themselves or hiding it from you. But the problem they don't understand is that when they do try to hide it from themselves, it becomes glaring to us. That's why this job for me is so easy. When I tell you that leftists are scurrilous scumbags and skanks, it's because they can't hide it from me. And you know why they hate me? Because I dare to tell them about themselves. See, I have friends that I can say, you know what? That bugs me. What you do bugs me. Not going to stop my friendship with you, but it bugs me. And they may have a little resentment. This happened with me and my sister. She called me. I was mad at you for a year. I went, really? Because, you know, we didn't talk as much. And I was like, why were you mad at me? So you said so and so. I'm like, well, you know you can talk to me. She's like, I am talking to you. She goes, it wasn't like anything changed. I just had to back away. Okay. See, we still love each other, but she backed away. She knows. I'm going to tell her about it. You know what it was? I told her, I said, why is it you always need money? Hey, bro, I need $300, $500, my car, blah, blah, blah. She always pays me back. Always. She got not a settlement, but her money from a company she left, 401k. First thing she does, she starts buying stuff. I'm like, will you just stop? Can you just show some fiscal responsibility? She gets mad at me. You ain't my daddy. Not trying to be. But you know why I say it? Because in a month, you're going to come looking to me for money like I'm your daddy. So why are you going to get mad at me for trying to preemptively stop you from having to come hat in hand going, hey, big bro, can you help me out? Anyway, here's Chris Cuomo. He doesn't think he's an alcoholic, but he says this. My mental health has become an increasing aspect of my self-concern. Where your head is where your life goes. I love it. You want to know why I love this? Judeo-Christian conservatives who are listening to the Kevin Jackson's show. Did I say a plural? The Kevin Jackson's show? Listen to my show that I talk about in third person. You know why I love this? because this is a guy that's having an awakening. This is the soul searching of a desperate man. And you want to know why Chris Cuomo is desperate? You already know to a degree, but let me explain it to you because you need it black-splained, okay? Chris Cuomo, with everything he's gone through in the past couple of years, is in a fight with himself. Some of those things that used to not apply to him when he was superhuman now apply to him. Because Chris Cuomo is now human. The big bucks are gone from CNN. The bully pulpit of CNN is gone, where he could spew out whatever he wanted. This guy could get anybody to interview. He was the talk of the town. If Chris Cuomo's team called you, even if you're a Republican, you went on, you at least considered it. He had producers, he had people, everybody doing his bidding. Good looking guy. Daddy was a governor. Big brother was a governor. He rode on the coattails of that, cut his own swath. In his own defense, he cut his own swath. Now, it was certainly based on the clout of the family Cuomo. Now, he and his brother, I call them Uday and Kuse, they ran on daddy's power. Mario Cuomo was the governor of New York, and he had two boys, good-looking, strapping Italian boys. And they would follow in Papa's footsteps. And Big Brother would become governor, and Chris would become Fredo. He would become a media mogul, a big name, getting many, many millions of dollars every year, buying houses in the Hamptons. He's got it made. Everywhere he and his brother went, they were superstars in that leftist infested state. Much of the infestation they did. They were the 1-2 combo of all that stuff. And you know what Chris Cuomo found out after Big Bro Love Gov got knocked out of the saddle? He got knocked out of it too. He was riding behind his brother with his arms around him like he was his, you know, little girlfriend on a motorcycle. And when he got knocked off the motorcycle, now that's switch metaphors, here's Chris tumbling down on the ground with no helmet. Now he's human. And he's got a soul search. Because see, when he drank when he was not human, nobody cared. They laughed it off. When he made his racist and sexist and homophobic jokes or whatever, it's just Chris. Whatever. Not anymore. No more fawning fans and accolades, if, you know, from the groupies or whatever. He has pretty much gone into obscurity. And now he sued CNN. He said, oh, I'll fix you guys. I'll sue you for what you did. And you know what's going to come out of that? Absolutely nothing. The lawyers of CNN probably looked at Chris and said, bring it, Lo. Bring it, Fredo. Bring it. So he's not going to get there. And then he's got this new show over at, I don't know, this other lefty network, Dan Abrams' network, who's a NBC guy. And that thing is falling apart. They said he got $1 million salary. Well, he used to get $7 million at CNN is what I was told. But it's not about his salary. It's about his clout. $1 million a year in New York is not a lot of money, not for the amount of stuff that Chris Cuomo has. He's got too much debt service on those houses in the Hamptons and that place he's got in the city and the heirs he's got to keep up. That's nothing. Think about it. That's like enough to keep him eating with a roof over his head. He needs millions. And to where the Cuomos got their clout was, not only could he get his millions from CNN, it was endorsement deals. They were putting him in movies. I mean, the ancillary stuff that came to these guys because they were Cuomos and they were in the seat of power is millions more, all gone away. Do you think Chris is changing his lifestyle? What do you think his wife, who probably married him because he was, you know, all caught up in himself and his riches and all that, what do you think she's doing? She's feeling. Big Brother can't help him because Big Bro can't even help himself. He's lost all his power. I know what Chris Cuomo is soul searching about, and now so do you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.